Warning, 30 Screams or Less may contain spoilers about movies that have recently been released. If you haven't seen the movie, go watch it, come back, and enjoy the show. Or, if you don't want to waste your time watching the movie and rather have two random horror dudes watch it for you, we got you covered as well. Welcome everyone to 30 Screams or Less, a horror movie podcast where we review horror movies in 30 minutes or less. Today's movie is about us. It's clearly about us. This movie was written about us. I'm one of the characters because my name is in it. They just changed your name, Corey. Sorry about that.
It's fine.
Today's movie we're going to be reviewing is called Big Baby. It's written and directed by Spider One, who you may know from Power Man 5000, starring Brandon Scott as Adam Lewis, Chrissy Fox as Kate, and Adam Markinchowski as Big Baby. This has to be acknowledged, by the way, produced by Cher, yes, the Cher, and Chaz Bono.
What?
Okay. What? Okay. What? All right. The plot of the movie is successful horror screenwriter Adam struggles for inspiration until a terrifying nightmare about a masked killer sparks an idea for his new script. As he delves deeper into the story, the line between reality and fiction begins to blur. But first, Corey, true horror story. Looked in the mirror this morning, my beard, an absolute nightmare. Dry, wild, looked like it clawed its way out of a crypt.
That's terrifying, man. Did you hit it with that beard octane?
Oh yeah. Beard wash, conditioner, beard oil brought it back from the dead.
Fellas, don't let your beard turn into a creature feature. Keep it alive and kicking with Beard Octane.
And right now, hit beardoctane.com, use code 30screams10, get 10% off. Save some cash and save your beard from becoming a horror show.
Bad beard day? We've had plenty. Beard Octane's the fix. We swear by it.
30 Screams or Less starts now. Corey, what did you think of Big Baby?
I still can't get over the Cher and Chaz Bono thing. Like, I feel like I'm being trolled, but it's in the credits, so.
All right. Well, hey, if it's in the credits, like, it's a real thing.
Yeah.
We're not being trolled.
So.
You can't be dropping Cher's name in something and her not freaking flip out about it.
Yeah, so.
Because she'll say something.
I've been waiting for Big Baby ever since the trailer first dropped. Having both of us been, you know, Power Man 5000 fans back in the 2000s. And Spider One, I liked Little Bites, his last movie, so it's cool to see him come out with this. And for once, the trailer wasn't lying to me. That's becoming a rare occurrence these days. This film feels like a breath of fresh air for the slasher genre. Instead of digging through the horror recycle bin for the 100th time, it brings a unique concept with a killer that's generally intimidating and brutally entertaining. I love this. I don't have a lot to complain about.
Yeah, I love this too. I thought this was great. This was definitely a fresh take on the slasher genre. And honestly, it's not what I expected. I fully expected going into this with low expectations. I'm thinking to myself, okay, now it's another slasher. It's whatever. You know, let's check it out. Maybe it'll be good. Maybe it's just going to be a run-of-the-mill shit. No, this was something completely different. This was like a psychological slasher?
Yeah.
If you want to say
I think that's why I liked it, because it wasn't just a straight up slasher, right? It had a story. We had an author who hates people like us, who talk shit about directors and the things that they create, which, I mean, I hate doing it, but that's why we're here. That's what we do.
That's part of the gig.
But I don't know. I feel like Spider actually did a really good job with this film. The script was great and the concept was completely original. I truly hope that this is I don't want to say the next Terrifier because this is different.
Yeah.
But as far as popularity goes, we're going to see Big Baby masks in Spirit Halloween, you know, within the next year or two, I'm hoping.
Ooh, that's a good point. We might see some Big Baby masks at some of these horror conventions. I wouldn't be surprised the slightest bit. I think this could be a really good jumping off point for Spider-One. I feel like I haven't seen the other films. I'm looking at the reviews, though, for the other films, and not great. But this one's ranking pretty high so far.
It's ranking high, and I mean, the publicity has been insane. I mean, I've been reading about this film everywhere, and it's not out to the public yet. We were lucky enough to get an early copy to watch. Very thankful as always for that. And yeah, like I said before, I was so excited to see this movie the second I heard about it, and, you know, did some research on who to contact to see if we could get the opportunity to see it. And here we are. We get to talk about it. And fucking awesome movie. Like I said before, I don't have many complaints or no complaints. I don't know. We'll get to that. My complaints are small. It just doesn't do it.
Yeah, same here. My complaints for this movie are small. I was actually, as I'm watching it, I'm just thoroughly enjoying it.
Yeah.
I was struggling to take notes because I'm like, oh, fuck, I got to get back in the game here. And I got to, like, you know, do my job, basically. But yeah, this movie is just, it sucks you in. It's a slow decline in this guy's state of mind. So though it may seem like it's slow, there's a reason for it. You're going through this whole process of madness with this writer, and everything's kind of blurred. Sometimes I'm thinking shit is real when shit really isn't real, and it fucks with you a little. And I like that. I liked being confused with a purpose, right? You know what I mean?
Yeah, and that's just it. I mean, like you said, I barely took any notes, you know, put him in a Twitter post. Just because I was so glued to it.
Yeah. Took you 1.5 watches, apparently.
Yeah.
For some reason, just couldn't finish it the first time.
And it wasn't because I literally was struggling to watch it. It was just because I was having problems with the screener we were sent. And, I mean, it just didn't work out at first. But luckily, they fixed it. And I was able to finish it. And I'm really glad I did. Because, like I said, I was highly anticipating this movie. And, you know, you and I love slasher. So I'm like, we got to fucking talk about this movie. We got to figure a way to talk about it. Because there's no fucking shot it's going to be shown around here. We live in tiny ass fucking New Hampshire, you know?
Yeah, there's no way. Like, we might get some boutique movie theater around here that plays it like one night, and then we would have to go, obviously, because why not? Yeah, we were lucky to get a screener of this, and this is great. Who would have thought that one day we would just be getting sent screeners for movies and we get to review them?
Yeah.
I never thought that.
It's kind of wild. And
it is fucking
wild. I mean, we've been, obviously, we've sent some that we've chosen not to talk about very recently. I'm not going to bring it up.
No.
But no, one thing that I really liked about this movie is it kind of took inspiration from other slashers, and notably Friday the 13th. So
I noticed
we get the backstory of Big Baby, similar to Friday the 13th Part 2, when he gets his mask.
Yeah.
He goes...
Well, he gets his mask, but also in, well, part of Friday the 13th Part 1 and 2, where we see, well, the story is that he drowned. Or no, he didn't drown. He was underwater for too long, and like half his brain got fucking fried from lack of oxygen, only leaving behind like the angry and violent part of his mind.
Yeah, and I like that. I mean, it was, like I said, it was very reminiscent of Friday the 13th to me, where you get that kid who drowned, you know, whatever happened. And then actually Friday the 13th 3 is when he got the mask, right?
Yeah, because the second one is when he had the baghead.
The paper or the potato sack.
Yeah, the potatoes.
Yeah, the third one, he gets a mask. He finds it in like an attic under a floorboard.
Yeah.
But I like that. I like that backstory. I mean, you didn't have just a killer show up. You're just wearing a mask. We find out how he gets it.
Yeah, like that killer wasn't supposed to be real the slightest bit. He made that killer real.
Yeah.
So like it came from his dream just out of nowhere. And then it just kept like developing. This idea of this killer kept developing in his mind as he's writing about it and basically giving life to it.
Yeah.
It's almost like, I guess, giving life to like a work of art. That's basically what was kind of happening here. So through his nightmares and everything like that, he was really starting to blur the lines, because you'll see scenes where he'll just be out for coffee or something, right? And he's seeing all these images that Big Baby was there or something like that, like blood on the fucking mirror and shit like that. And I was thinking maybe he's like daydreaming, and like whenever he's having nightmares, he's talking to Big Baby or he's thinking about Big Baby. Like it turns into an actual thing. It only happens through dreams. Maybe almost like Freddy Krueger, right? If you don't dream, you're not really fucking dealing with Big Baby. I don't know. That's the whole point of this movie. It kind of blurs the lines between dream state and reality. And then, obviously, I'm not going to give away the end the slightest bit, because we want people to check this out. But that's kind of the whole deal with this movie, is that it really blurred the lines between reality and dreams.
It absolutely does. And I mean, the character itself, Big Baby, I feel like is unique. Because he's got an axe. I mean, you don't see killers with just an axe. Usually it's like a machete or something, you know? And as basic as an axe may be, like, can you tell me a movie where the slasher just walked around with an axe, only an axe, other than, like, say, maybe Hatchet?
Well, hatchets are small, you know? Hatchets are just, like, real handheld things. Fuck. There's got to be someone. You know, I'm drawing a blank here, but...
That's what I'm saying. I feel like even the weapon was unique.
Yeah.
Because he only uses... Weird. There's one kill in this film where he uses a crucifix.
Let's see. Movie killers with axes. Why am I drawing such a blank on this? Jack from The Shining, not going to count that. Victor Crowley with a hatchet. Yep. My Bloody Valentine. No, because My Bloody Valentine, that's a pickaxe.
Yeah, it was a coal miner's pickaxe.
Yeah. So who the fuck uses an axe? Like, I'm looking here. Thanksgiving.
Yeah, but he doesn't solely use an axe.
No, he uses all sorts.
He uses an oven.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, true.
That was a fucked up kill. Yeah, oh, God, man, bringing me back.
Yeah, I liked that one. That was a fun one.
I did, and I'm really hoping, like, typically I don't like Eli Roth movies. I think they're kind of garbage usually. I'm going to get canceled for that one. I know it.
You are getting canceled right now.
If that's what gets me canceled, woof, out of all the shit I've said on this thing.
Easy. Fucking GG's. Easy. Ooh. Fucking Corey gets canceled just saying, I don't like Eli Roth movies. Man. Not even Hostel? Fuck.
Yeah, but like, that's like two of his very early pieces, and I'm really hoping that he doesn't fuck up Ice Cream Man.
Oh, I don't know, man. I mean, I'm going into that one with low expectations, because that's going to be hokey as fuck.
That's the point.
Yeah, it's going to be real fucking silly. I mean, Thanksgiving is a bit fucking silly, too. If you think about it, it's a guy dressed up as a pilgrim, right?
Yeah.
And he's going around killing people. So maybe that's his thing now. Maybe it's just making fucking hokey horror movies, and I'm for it. I like it. I'm all about it. But for you, not your thing, I guess.
No.
And you know what? That's okay. Art is subjective. That's why we're here, because we just talk our shit and review our movies and subject everyone to our lunacy.
Yeah. All five of you.
All five of me. Yeah, exactly. No, all five of them. I thought you were saying my five personalities.
No. Or five of our listeners. No.
But this movie was great. I don't know how much I really want to give away with this. I mean, obviously, we'll go with our whole review. Actually, I wonder, do you think this movie's going to be part of Fantastic Fest?
Yeah. Guess we're going to find out.
I guess so. Surprise. You know, I didn't even think we talked about this. Surprise. We're actually going to be in... Well, somehow we're going to be involved with Fantastic Fest. Basically, we're press, right?
Yeah, we're press for Fantastic Fest 2026, which is something we've been trying to get into since we started this thing 4 years ago.
I know. It's fucking crazy.
We were confirmed recently for coverage. So we're covering Fantastic Fest.
If you don't know what Fantastic Fest is, it's presented by the Alamo Drafthouse. It's basically 8 days of movies, and we're going to get to review them. They're all like new movies that aren't out to the public just yet. People get to see them. I'm assuming it's kind of the same deal where it's like a limited audience get to go in and check out the movies before a fucking wide release. Well, so
that's basically what it is from what I understand. Yeah. There was a lot of stuff that some of the creators that I follow that have been going throughout the years. Mm-hmm. I mean, they get to see stuff well before the public does. And you're allowed to talk about them because, I mean, a lot of it is like independent films. That's the whole purpose. I mean, we do a lot of independent films. Like,
we do.
That's like what we started this thing to do, was to promote independent films and the films that don't get, a ton of coverage by movie theaters, for example. A lot of it goes straight to streaming, but yeah, Fantastic Fest spotlights a lot of those films. Yeah, I'm like beyond excited that we got chosen to participate this year. Like I said, I've submitted us 4 years in a row and it's finally happening. So
fucking wild, man. Yeah. I ask myself every day, like, how does this fucking stuff happen to us? Again, don't ask, don't get. That's how you fucking live your life. Just, you know what? Let's fucking ask. Let's see what happens. And they just go, yeah, sure. You can have it. Okay. Fuck yes. I guess we'll just review a bunch of movies. We are going to have so much fucking content, Corey. 8 days worth of movies? We're going to be busy. We're going to be real busy.
That's good.
Yeah, it's
we
great.
Can record a bunch of episodes and like not have to do this stupid thing for a few weeks.
Yeah, we can take 2 months off.
Hell yeah, brother.
Just record every episode in one night.
Oh, my God.
Welcome to 30 Screams or Less. It's 3 a.m. Fuck.
We reviewed 30 movies this week.
That would be insane. Oh, man. But yeah, super pumped for that.
Yeah, more details to come as we know them.
Yeah, exactly. I'm sure we'll throw an ad at the beginning of our podcast like we fucking usually do to promote it because, yeah, it's a pretty cool thing. I know we went to the Draft House when we were in Texas. That place is great. If you haven't had the chance, go check out the Alamo Draft House because good food, you get to watch movie. What more could you want? Plus, you can drink alcohol there.
Mm-hmm.
It says Draft House in the name. So that's our cheap plug. For right now, I think we should just go back into reviewing the movie at hand.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
You know what? While we're throwing out cheap plugs, we have a Patreon now. So if you feel like helping us assholes monthly, you can pay $5 and we'll send you all sorts of ridiculous behind-the-scenes shit, like of our pure rants that don't make the cut.
Yeah, there's some shit on there right now that Steve made a clip of that happened during last week's episode that made us both cry laughing.
Yep. Oh, God.
Yeah, Steve roasted me, but I'm not going to tell you the story. You got to pay for it.
Yeah, pin me, pay me. You got to fucking check it out.
Yeah, so there's going to be a lot of that kind of content and the director's cuts. So it's the shit that we're fucking lazy and we don't feel like recording an episode one week. You're going to get something that hasn't been edited, which is probably going to be like 3 hours of us talking about porridge or rice and beans or something.
Probably. Oh, God. You know what I got to do? I got to find the porridge rant and just release it finally on Patreon.
I think that was like the first episode, so you don't have to go far.
I have to go back 4 years worth of shit. Well, yeah, we're in our fourth year. December will be year four, exactly.
Let's get back to Big Baby.
So okay, let's get back to it.
I like the brief cameo we got of our boy David Howard Thornton, and Tracy Toms actually had that little cameo there.
Yeah,
the
and Catherine Cochran.
Yeah, but she had more of like a prominent role. And,
yeah, she did.
David, he actually spoke.
Yep.
He said some words, which was nice. I'm a big fan of Tracy Toms, so I'm glad I got to see her in this for even just a few minutes.
Yeah, so that was really cool. So what happened was Adam was at the convenience store getting some beer, and as one of the people are checking out at the convenience store, there's like this girl that for some reason Adam decides he's going to go follow. She pays for something, and she buys cigarettes, right? She buys cigarettes, and David Howard Thornton says something like, "These will kill you," whatever. And that's it. Like a fucking small little sentence. And that was his role. And I thought that was hysterical. I did not expect him to be in this movie. Did you know he was going to be in this?
Yeah, I knew. He's credited. I thought he was credited.
Well, yeah. I mean, everyone knows it's him.
No, I know. But I'm pretty sure when this film started, you know, the opening title, I'm pretty sure his name was in it.
Oh,
I could
really?
Be completely wrong, but I did know about this. Like, I knew David was in it. I feel like they said it at some point.
Is that kind of like Chris Jericho getting top billing on Terrifier 2? And he's only in it for like 5 seconds at the end?
Rest in peace. What the hell was his character's name? Burke.
Burke?
Yeah.
Yeah. Rest in peace, Burke.
Yeah.
Who knows? Maybe he got... I'm sure he did all right. Maybe he did as a favor. Maybe he got paid. I don't know. But it was a small little scene. He was probably there for an hour. Just like, those will kill you. Then, boom, done.
Good
pay
for
me,
him.
Pay me.
Yeah.
Good for him is right. I would love to have that kind of role one day where I show up on set. All right, Steve, you got one line to say it, and then you can go home. Go back to catering.
Yeah, we might.
Cool. We might. You never know.
We do know.
Shh. Quiet. We won't tell anyone.
Stay tuned.
But, yeah, let's get back into this. So, in this scene, Adam decides he's going to follow this girl, this random girl that he sees at a convenience store, which already is suspicious. By the way, I'm thinking at some point this is going to be one of those things where he is Big Baby.
I thought it was going to happen, too. But I'm thinking he's too small because we've seen Big Baby, and he's huge. Speaking of this, did you see that they did a promotional... like appearance at, I think it was Scarecrow's. So it was Spider, Chrissy, and was supposed to be the actor that played Big Baby, but he couldn't make it. Do you hear about this?
Oh, really? I didn't hear about this. Scarecrow's, where is that, in Hudson, Mass?
No, I think it's maybe New York, New Jersey.
Oh, New York. Okay.
But anyways, the guy that wore the Big Baby costume for the appearance was Mark Haynes, which was player, whatever he was from Scream, the big guy.
No shit.
Yeah, so.
So he stood in. He's like, all right, yeah, I'll just fucking wear the baby suit, basically.
Yeah.
So just to kind of clarify, Big Baby, he's not like dressed up as a full-blown baby. He's not wearing a diaper or anything like that.
That would have been hilarious. I mean,
That would have been so
fucking
insane.
He wore an Easter Bunny costume instead. I thought the costume looked very much like Easter Bunny.
I thought it was kind of like Long Johns. It kind of looked like Long Johns.
Yeah, but they were pink.
Were they pink?
I'm pretty sure they were pink.
Yeah, they were kind of pink. Like, they were like stained and shit. So maybe bloodstained. I don't know. Okay, so he was wearing like a pink looking friggin' outfit. I guess maybe a Easter Bunny type outfit. I thought it was more Long Johns, but just kind of painted weird. Or maybe it was like stained with blood and it ended up looking kind of reddish.
No, it was a onesie.
It was a onesie regardless.
Yeah.
Okay. He was wearing a onesie. He wasn't wearing like a diaper or fucking bonnet or anything stupid like that. He just had like a baby mask, just ginormous fucking round looking thing, and then a onesie looking thing. Which, as you're hearing it, sounds fucking ridiculous, right? But it actually worked. I think it looked great. It looked fucking menacing because there were scenes where Big Baby would show up and you're like, fuck, all right. It was just like a split second thing, kind of jump scary. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it was very brief until you don't really see Big Baby in extended roles until the third act.
Yeah, exactly.
Where he like is supposed to write into the story that basically everyone dies and that's the only way he can save his wife or girlfriend or whatever she is.
Yeah, so you're giving away a lot there.
Whatever. I'm not going to give anything else away.
I mean, it's like we have a spoiler fucking thing at the beginning. We just don't want to ruffle any feathers. I mean, I think they're already dodging us to begin with because they wrote this movie about us.
Yep, they know who we are.
Spider's going to be like, I don't know what you're talking about. I'm going to be like, my fucking name's in the movie. We're a horror movie podcast that reviews horror movies that shits on directors who do a shitty job.
Speaking of which, Spider, we would love to have you on here to have a conversation about the movie. Email
More
us
than
at 30scringeless@gmail.com.
There we go. Yeah. Shoot us an email. We've got a form on our website as well. You can just go to 30screamsorless.com.
You're
going to
tell Spider 1 to fill out our form on the website?
Oh, God. No, Spider, you can hit us up directly. It's fine. You don't have to go to the fucking website and do the whole multi-factor authentication deal. We trust you.
Yeah, MFA. Not for you, bro.
No, not for you. You get a pass. But no, we were supposed to have like a Junkin-style interview with them. Like, they were going to have a bunch of people interview and like, I mean, you see this on social media all the time or like for movies where people will be interviewing the star and you'll see like the poster of the movie in the background and all that shit. That was what we were going to do, but it just didn't line up. They were in Pacific Standard Time and we're in Eastern and they wanted to do it during the middle of the day. And we're like, we have full-time jobs still. So, well, that's the whole idea of signing up for our Patreon. So we can quit our full-time jobs and not have to deal with that shit anymore.
Yeah.
I'm fucking over it. So shit, man. But I want to say this, Adam's acting in this movie was fucking great.
So I was already like a big fan of Brandon Scott's work because he's been in everything.
Yeah.
He has been in so much stuff. Like, I was looking at his IMDb. Have you ever looked at it?
Nope.
So like Dead to Me, like I love that show. Fuck you, Netflix, for canceling it. He was in, what else? He's in like the Boss Baby movies.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Was he doing like a voiceover or whatever?
Yes. Yes.
Yeah, I figured much.
13 Reasons Why, that Netflix show. He was in This Is Us.
Oh, shit.
Channel Zero, which I loved. He's got like, he has had such a massive career and it's cool to see him doing something like this. The 2016, what is that, Blair Witch? Is this the video game?
Maybe. No, 2016. That's probably
that
the one I confused. Yes,
the
that sequel. The sequel that was like overly produced like a regular movie. So nothing handheld, nothing first person or found footage. That's the word I'm trying to think of. I had to get to it.
Yeah.
Nothing found footage.
I mean, regardless, it's just he had such a massive career. So it's cool to see him. And I don't know if he's ever done horror before. So, yeah, it was really cool to see
him.
But like you said, man.
Yeah, he had a
stole the show.
Like,
stole the show.
Yeah, stole the show. Absolutely.
And Chrissy was great, though, also. I thought Chrissy did a great job. I wasn't familiar with her work before Terrifier 3. And you don't really see her that off much in that movie. I mean, she gets wiped out in like the first 10 minutes of the movie.
Yeah, exactly.
So it's really cool to see that she had she made this movie with her husband, Spider One. So it's cool that they got to do this together and see her acting chops, as they say.
Yeah, her acting was great, but Adams was like next level fucking great. I thought it was awesome. You can really feel that he was a man that was slowly losing his fucking mind.
You know what?
Just being like, I'm not crazy. He's real. And obviously no one believed him.
And no one believed him. But you see, this, it reminded me a lot of Holcomb.
Okay,
right?
Yeah.
You've got this author kind of going through similar stuff, mm-hmm. right?
Yeah, because he was going through all sorts of, like, insanity. Like, I remember in Hokum, he tried to kill himself because he just dumped his family's ashes. Like, he was already kind of going the crazy route and being the troubled what's the word I want? Tortured artist, yeah. right? Mm-hmm. So, Adam, I don't want to say he was, like, a tortured artist or anything, but he was definitely someone who was struggling with writer's block. And I've been there. I know that struggle. So, struggling with writer's block, and all of a sudden he has this bad dream about Big Baby, and then it just turns into this thing. I mean, what first started off as, okay, that's pretty promising. Sounds like a pretty good slasher. He didn't like the idea initially because he's like, I don't know, slasher movies, blah, blah. But I guess he's maybe more along the lines of supernatural, psychological type horror. Like, that's his thing. So for him to do slasher is completely out of his wheelhouse. But hey, this could have been a good fucking slasher movie, I think, without this whole arc of it being like, whether it's a dream state or if it's reality, I think it maybe could have been a promising slasher just on its own. But this I liked. This was smart. It was smart writing.
That's just it. I'm just going to say that. Like you said, like it could have been just a slasher movie. But we've had so many of those. Yeah. You're right. It would have been fine.
We've had so many.
It would have been fine.
It would have been fine. We probably would have given it like a 2 or 3 out of 5. Like just something real run of the mill, like whatever. But this was its own thing. This was completely unique. And I'm just raving about it. I loved it. I think, honestly, we should just get into this because I don't want to give away too much. I do know that I want people to see this thing.
Oh, yeah, 100%.
Because it's just, like I said, it's unique. If you like slasher movies, right up your alley. If you like psychological thrillers, let's throw that in there, too. So if you mix the two of them together, you get Big Baby. So I think we should get into it now. Corey, what do you give Big Baby?
I'm going to give this a 4 out of 5. I enjoyed this quite a bit. It's no secret that you and I both love and have soft spots for slashers. And these days, the truly good ones are few and far between. Big Baby delivers exactly what I was hoping for, with a killer who's generally intimidating, incredibly brutal, and leaves a lasting impression every time the character is on screen. However, I'm going to dock this 1 point because the pacing felt a little uneven at times, and the ending mm-hmm. seemed like it was in a hurry to cross the finish line. And that's the only reason this isn't getting a perfect score for me. Even so, those issues weren't enough to take away from the experience. This is a fun, bloody addition to the slasher genre, and like I said before, I genuinely hope it finds the cult following it deserves. I'm so glad we get to see this before it hits theaters, actually later this week. If you're a slasher fan, do yourself a favor and put this one on your watch list. It deserves every bit of hype it's getting.
Yeah, I agree. I thought this was great, and actually, I'm going the same route, going 4 out of 5 on this, but I want to touch base on the slowness and the ending. Yeah, I could see what you're saying. A little rushed, but I enjoyed the ending, even though it did feel somewhat rushed.
Yeah, it happened quick.
I don't want to give it away, but I know that I liked it. I was like, oh, shit, okay, that's really cool.
Blink and you miss it kind of thing.
Yeah, blink and you miss it kind of thing. But yeah, I'm going to go with a 4 out of 5 on this one. This was a real strong outing by Spider-One, who you may know as the frontman of Power Man 5000 and brother of Rob Zombie. This was a smart slasher that had me hooked the whole time. The acting was great. The gore was fantastic, especially the kill to Amanda. Oof, fantastic. She got the worst kill of everyone.
She didn't terrify her as well.
Yeah, oh God. She really, just every movie that Catherine Cochran is in and she's just getting obliterated. Jeez. Okay, all right. But I thought it was really cool to see her in this. The story felt fresh, and it, like I said, it was cool seeing a few Terrifier cameos in this. Brandon Scott's portrayal as Adam, a writer basically losing his mind and manifesting a killer, was compelling, and Big Baby the killer was super menacing. This movie may seem slow, which is pretty much, I think, why I docked it a point, but it's building that way to show the decline of Adam's sanity until we receive the kill-ridden third act, which is just a slew of fucking deaths.
Yeah.
There's just, that third act, by the way, is just chaos. Mm-hmm. Absolute chaos. It's like he's just rushing to get it done. I mean, he is. Adam is rushing to get it done. So it's all happening, like, at a fast pace. people dead, lots of dead.
D-E-D.
So much dead. Highly recommend checking this one out. If you want to watch Big Baby, you can watch it on VOD starting August 7th. All right, everyone, help out our algorithm by liking, following, and subscribing to us on Facebook, X, Instagram, TikTok, Threads, YouTube, and Slasher. Yes, all of them. No, we're not sorry.
Leave us a 5-star review on every podcast platform you use so strangers can also regret listening to us. Tell your friends, too, because misery loves company.
Our intro and outro music is courtesy of Andrew Scott Bell. Go listen to him on all major streaming platforms. And if you see Winnie the Pooh, Blood and Honey on vinyl in the wild, be sure to buy it immediately like a responsible adult.
We're part of the Shining Wizards Network. Wrestling, heavy metal, horror, basically everything your parents warned you about. Go check them out at shiningwizardsnetwork.com.
Visit 30screamsorless.com to buy some merch.
Want us to review something? Contact us through our website or scream into the void on social media. Same difference.
Also, freshen up your face with Beard Octane and save some money while you're at it. Be sure to use the code 30screams10 at checkout to save 10% off your order, because your beard deserves better than neglect and regret. Smell good, look alive, and scare people for the right reasons. I'm Steve.
And I'm Corey.
And thanks for listening to 30 Screams or Less. And don't forget to drink your beans.